Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Thursday morning, October the 11th, 2012. With the title of today's podcast, you might have thought that this should be Friday. Well, no, it's Thursday. You know, here in the United States, there's a popular phrase that people use on Fridays. I don't know if they do this in other countries, but people say, "Thank God it's Friday." Now, what people mean when they say that is that the long, hard work week is just about over. The weekend is here. We can all relax. Thank God it's Friday. Well, this podcast is not about thank God it's Friday, but it's about a very great benefit to you personally when you choose to be grateful. You know, lots of times people say, well, you know what? It's hard to be thankful for anything when things are going so badly. But you know what? That's the very time you really need to get thankful. You know, we all go through difficult times, and then there are the really difficult times. But no matter how lousy things are, there are always things that you can thank God for. Now, hold on just a second. I'm not talking about getting all religious and thanking God for sending all of your problems. You know, some people actually think that God sends you trials to test you or to help you to be strong. No, he doesn't do that. And I'm not talking about being thankful and just settling and saying, well, this is my lot in life. I should just be thankful and deal with it. That's just the way it is for me. No. What I'm talking about, especially in difficult times, is to stop, take some time every day, and thank God for everything that he's blessed you with. All right, let's start with your breathing, right? You're alive. Thank him that you're alive, that he's given you life. Life's a precious gift, and God's the author of life. Thank you, God, that I'm alive today. Thank him that you have a roof over your head and some food to eat. Look around and give him thanks for what he's blessed you with. And here's the key. Recognize that he is the one who blessed you. All good things come from our loving God and Father. And when you stop and think about it, he really has blessed us. There's lots to be thankful for. And now, here's the great benefit. When you consistently give him thanks, you are reinforcing to your mind that God does indeed give you things and blesses your life. This will in turn give you a whole lot more confidence when you go to him in prayer, because you know who has blessed you in the past, and you become convinced that he will continue to bless you. Instead of focusing on lack and things that aren't going right, you're focusing on the blessings that he's already given you, and that will lead you to having confidence in him and looking for and expecting him to bless you more. You know, how can you possibly see and recognize a blessing coming to you from God if you're not looking for it, anticipating it, expecting it, and instead just looking at how lousy things are and how bad this is, and you'll never see the blessing. So in operating this great principle of gratitude, giving God thanks for the things that he has already done for you, it gets your mind into not only appreciation for what God has done, but it builds your confidence that, yes, he's blessed me in the past, and he'll bless me today, and therefore I'm looking for, I'm expecting it. When I go to God in prayer, I have great confidence. I challenge you, try this for 3 weeks. Every day, take some time out to just tell him thanks, recognizing that he is the one who blesses you. Well, that's it for this podcast. If you have a comment, go ahead and type it in down below. Love to hear from you. And if you're a subscriber to this blog, and it doesn't cost you anything, it's free to subscribe, then as my way of saying thanks for subscribing, I'll give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information down below. Thanks again for listening. And until next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day.